Compressor burnout. Acid test and system cleanup. How to tell a clean mechanical compressor failure from an acid-producing motor burnout. And the cleanup procedure. Acid testing, suction line dryers, and protecting the new compressor from contamination. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. When a compressor's motor windings burn, they don't just fail electrically. They can cook the oil and refrigerant into an acidic, sooty mess that contaminates the whole system. Drop a new compressor into that contamination and you'll burn it out too, fast. A burnout cleanup is the procedure that gets the system clean enough that the replacement survives. The first job is figuring out whether you even had a burnout, acid producing or just a clean mechanical failure, seized bearing, broken valve, where the oil is still good. How it works. Modern systems use POE polyol ester oil, which is hygroscopic. It grabs moisture aggressively. When a motor burns, the intense heat breaks down the oil and refrigerant and, especially with moisture present, produces acids and a fine carbon sludge. That acid attacks insulation and metal, and it circulates everywhere the refrigerant goes, the coil, the lines, the metering device. A clean mechanical failure, a seized scroll set, a snapped reed valve doesn't generate that chemistry. The oil stays clear, and the system isn't acid-loaded. So a burnout is specifically a motor burn that has contaminated the oil, and that distinction drives how much cleanup you do. The cleanup strategy is: get the contaminated oil and acid out, install dryers that capture acid and moisture, and verify the system is clean before and after running the new compressor. In the field, determine burnout vs. mechanical failure. Recover the refrigerant and get a look/smell at the oil. Burnt oil is dark, sooty, and has a sharp, acrid smell. Clear oil with no burnt smell points to a clean mechanical failure. Use an acid test kit on the oil to confirm acid presence. A positive acid test means burnout grade cleanup. Negative with clean oil means a lighter cleanup. The terminals and the failure history help too. A hard electrical burn with discolored terminals leans burnout. Cleanup for a confirmed burnout. Recover all refrigerant per EPA section 608. Remove the failed compressor. Drain and inspect its oil as evidence. Install a properly sized liquid line filter dryer always, and, for a burnout, a suction line filter dryer to catch acid and debris before it reaches the new compressor. Flush or otherwise clear contaminated components as the situation calls for, and replace the metering device if it's fouled. Pull a deep vacuum to a proper micron level and confirm it holds decay test. Moisture is what feeds acid formation, so getting it dry is critical. Charge with virgin refrigerant and the correct oil type/amount. Run the system, then monitor the suction line dryer's pressure drop and retest the oil for acid after a run-in period. If acid is still present, the cleanup isn't done. Pull the suction dryer and repeat until the system tests clean. For a clean mechanical failure, a liquid line dryer and a good evacuation are usually sufficient. You may not need the suction line dryer, but a deep vacuum and dryness still matter. Normal values and targets. POE oil is hygroscopic. It pulls moisture from the air fast, so minimize the time the system is open and don't leave POE exposed. Evacuation target. Pull to a deep vacuum, commonly into the 250 to 500 micron range, and pass a decay/hold test so you know it's dry and leak-free. As a test, should read negative/clean before you trust the system. A positive test after run-in means repeat the cleanup. Suction line dryer. Monitor the pressure drop across it during run-in. An excessive drop means it's loaded with contaminant and should be changed and may indicate the system's still dirty. A clean mechanical failure leaves clear, neutral-smelling oil and a negative acid test. Common faults and what they mean. New compressor burns out shortly after replacing a burned one to the system was never cleaned of acid/moisture. Contamination took out the replacement. Acid test still positive after run-in to residual contamination. Pull and replace the suction dryer and rerun until clean. High pressure drop across the suction line dryer to dryer loaded with debris/acid. The system's still shedding contaminant. Oil from the failed compressor's clear and odorless to likely mechanical failure. Lighter cleanup needed. Persistent moisture/can't hold a vacuum to a leak or trapped moisture. POE will keep generating acid until it's truly dry and sealed. Tech tips and gotchas. The cardinal sin is dropping a new compressor into a dirty system and skipping the suction line dryer. The acid that killed the first compressor is still in there, and it will eat the replacement, often within weeks. The suction line dryer is your bodyguard for the new compressor. Install it on a burnout, monitor it, and change it if it loads up. Always confirm burnout versus mechanical failure before deciding how aggressive to be. Tearing into a full burnout cleanup on a clean mechanical failure wastes time and money. Skimping on cleanup after a real burnout costs you a second compressor. The oil's color, smell, and acid test tell you which world you're in. POE oil's thirst for moisture is the enemy. Keep the system open as briefly as possible, cap lines, and pull a genuinely deep, dry vacuum with a decay test. Moisture plus heat is the recipe that made the acid in the first place. Don't reintroduce it. Don't forget the metering device and accumulator slash receiver. Contamination collects in restrictions and low spots. A foul TXV or piston can stay dirty and recontaminate or restrict the new install. Retest after run-in. A burnout cleanup isn't done when the new compressor starts. It's done when the oil tests acid-free after the system has run and circulated. Plan the follow-up. Safety slash code notes. Recover refrigerant per EPA section 608. Venting is illegal and burned refrigerant is contaminated. Burned out oil and acid are hazardous. Wear gloves and eye protection. Avoid skin contact and dispose of contaminated oil and refrigerant through proper channels. Dryers and recovered refrigerant handling fall under EPA 608 and local hazardous waste rules. Evacuation, brazing with a nitrogen purge, and proper sealing are part of doing the cleanup to a standard that protects the replacement and the system.